Blog Talk Radio.
We have been trained to hate ourselves and love white people.
We still are exploited as a people. We're constantly fighting for resources.
We've never been citizens, except on paper.
The participants of this are normally victims of this neocolonialist system.
You're listening to the voices of New Africa. Free the land. Free the land.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Good morning, good morning. This is Brother Kokai Ajamu, and I'm taking the spot right now as the host. My comrade, Brother Yera, is out of town, and so he's on vacation. So let's get started. This is going to be a unique one because right now we're at a time that the so-called United States of America have two of their people vying for the presidency, and we want to talk about voting today. And you know, we normally have a segment beginning each program talking about a particular person, a place, or an event that is really unique to our community, the New African community. And so we want to talk about voting because we hear from our elders a lot of times that, you know, we should vote because, you know, our ancestors died to have the right to vote. And we should continue to respect them by carrying out the deed of voting. And you know, it kind of puts the younger generation on a guilt trip trying to understand, should we vote or should we not vote? Because, you know, it seems apparent that there is some validity to the fact that, you know, we need to respect our elders and our ancestors because they died to get us a chance to vote. You know, and we have to put things into historical context. You know, we have to go back to the origins. Why were we trying to vote? And why was our ancestors fighting to get us an opportunity to vote? And did they die trying to get us the right to vote? And when we look back at history, you know, the United States, back when they were trying to become independent themselves, you know, they decided that they had to vote people in power. And the only people that could vote back in 1776 were property owners. And property owners were Protestants. And those Protestant property owners said that they were the only ones that could vote. As a matter of fact, they made sure that black people couldn't vote because they had the power to delegate the privilege to vote. So it wasn't a right. It was a privilege that they decided when, where, and how they would allow other people to vote because black people, New Africans, were denied the right to vote because they were three-fifths of a human. And they didn't allow anyone else to vote, for that matter. And it became something that, you know, permeated in our community that's something that we want to do. You know, was it something that was going to help change the system? Was it something that was going to create an environment that was better for us as a people? And we look at history and we find out that when black people were finally given a right to vote, they had set it up so that even though they made us so-called citizens along with the Mexicans who populated Arizona, California, New Mexico, and that area back in the 1800s, back in 1866, they said, okay, we'll make all of y'all citizens, but you can't necessarily vote unless you were able to read and write, or you had to be not only just a citizen, but you had to be white to vote. And if you couldn't read, which most black people couldn't read because it was against the law for black people to be taught how to read, then you couldn't vote. You had to be literate, and that's the term they use. You had to be literate. And so even though we were supposedly given the right to vote later on in 1860s, about 1866 to 1870, we weren't allowed to vote because we were illiterate. And that was one of the criterias. And so it goes to show you that each time we get involved in something with them, they change the rules. You know, you forward wind it up to today, you know, because remember, that was the first occasion. And that was the 14th or 15th Amendment in the 1800s when they decided that they would allow citizens to vote, but the citizens that were illiterate couldn't vote. But we fast forward up to the 1960s, 1965, back when Martin Luther King and the rest of the Big Six was fighting for civil rights. They were going back over and trying to get white people to allow us to vote because they had too many constraints that wouldn't allow us to vote. And in the 60s, they were just brutal. You know, they would stand at the polls and tell black people, if you vote, nigga, we're going to burn your house down and we're going to kill all your family. And that detracted black folks from voting. And so when we did vote, the outcome was already determined ahead of time. So do we continue to send our people to mass slaughter and try to continue to perpetuate a system that we know doesn't work, and they change the rules in order for voting not to have an actual effect on how they treat us, the conditions they put us in, and the privileges that they allow us to have? We have to recognize that anytime as an individual or a people or a nation or a race, that we have to begin to recognize when we need to count our losses and stop moving in the wrong direction. As grown men and women, we know we have to man up or woman up when we make mistakes. And it's not wrong for our people to have went down the wrong road because they didn't die to give us an opportunity to vote. They died to let us go down that route to see that it was the wrong route to go into. See, that's where our ancestors died for. They didn't die for us to vote. They died for us to see that the route of voting doesn't work, and it would be disrespectful to our ancestors to not learn from the experience that they died to show us. We get it twisted sometimes as a people, and we think that if we man up and woman up and admit when we made mistakes as a people, then there's something wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with us saying, hey, our ancestors died to show us the right way. And the right way is not to vote. Right now, today, they're creating in all 48 continental states and the two other states that you're going to have identification in order to vote. And now, because of that, there has been a systematic effect on black people as a whole. You got brothers that can't get IDs. Most people can't even get driver's license. Brothers who have driver's license are being attacked by the IRS and child support that they can't keep a valid driver's license, so they can't vote. Millions more of black populations are incarcerated, so they can't vote. So even though they put a carrot out in front of us and say, hey, you know, the right way to do it is to vote so that people can be placed in office so we can get some things happening for us, they change the rules. When are we going to wake up, people, and understand that the people that control the circumstances and conditions are going to continue to make sure that those circumstances are, and conditions are in their favor? And that's not the way to do it. As a matter of fact, when you vote, you are voting to perpetuate a system that's designed to exploit and oppress you. So why would we participate in a system that's designed to kill us all and not recognize that the end result of putting anybody in place is to carry out the goals and objectives of the corporation, the United States of America, not the goals and objectives of the people of this country that are new Africans, that need their own nation, that need their own independence and sovereignty, that need their own land so they can make sure that they can guarantee that being in control of this situation that is in our own nation and our own independence, that we will guarantee that our people don't have to go through the same stuff that they go through when they deal with these demons. These people who have in the history of mankind been the most cruel criminals, rapists, pillaging people's resources and land since the existence of them being interacting with us as a people. This is their history. And like one of our ancestors said, Maya Angelou, when they show themselves and reveal themselves the first time, leave them. And so I had some technical difficulties starting off today, and hopefully I will have some people that would be able to share with me. So let me see